You just heard Flora's Earth Tones by Aquarius Dreams. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm coming to you live today from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people. My name is Sarah, and this show is called Feeling Sounds. And basically on this show, I play indie music and talk about the emotions that I feel when I listen to it. So the next, I'm so sorry. Today I have a special guest with me. Her name is Kipling. Hi, Kipling. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing good.
So Kipling's from a band. Do you want to briefly introduce what your band is called and like what you guys are about?
So I'm a member of the band Rev. We're from Oregon in the States, and we play kind of alternative music. I don't really know how to describe it, but
cool. Yeah. Okay, so after a few more songs, we will be deep diving into Rev's career and music and all that good stuff. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. Before we get to that, though, I have another song for you guys. It's called Issues, written by Haley Honegger. She's actually one of my best friends from high school. And this is just a recording that she made, like, pretty casually, I think. But the song is just very raw, so I feel like the recording really fits it. The first time she sent this song to me, I listened to like 5 times in a row. It's so beautiful. So yeah, this song is called Issues by Haley Honegger. Thank you. You just heard Late Night Old Friends by Cheer Up Champ and Get Happy, and before that you heard Issues by Haley Honiger.
Hey guys, please vote in this federal election. Pretty please? Please? Actually, no. You know what? F*** this. I'm not gonna beg you. Get the f*** out there and vote. This is your right and your responsibility. Don't give me that political apathy bullshit.
What's the point?
We're in a climate crisis, an opioid crisis, and a housing crisis. Your vote can actually do something about those things. We know the system is messed up, so let's fix it. Start by voting. Election Day is October 21st. To register, find early voting dates, and any other info, please, please visit elections.ca. Hey guys.
All right, so today I have a special guest, Kipling Bose from the band Rev. Hi, Kipling.
Hi.
So do you want to tell me a little bit about the band and like how it all came together?
Yeah, so the band was formed in 2014 at the Pendleton Rock and Roll Camp in my hometown, Pendleton, Oregon. And we were, I think, in the summer of our seventh grade year, and we just entered into this camp having no idea what we were doing, and the counselors there kind of forced us together and told us we had to write an original song by the end of the week.
So was that kind of like the format of the camp? Like, yeah. Create a song together?
Mm-hmm. They don't let you do any covers. They have you form bands or do solos and write original songs.
Cool. So what was the song that you guys made?
It was called The World of Dreams. And it was a mess. I was playing saxophone.
Oh, cool.
And I wanted to jump off of a stool during my big solo, which thankfully didn't happen.
Oh, no. I would have paid big money to see that.
Yeah, it was. I wore sunglasses the whole time.
Amazing.
It was not good.
Wow, I love that. So what role do you play now in the band? Are you still playing sax?
No, I'm the lead singer.
Oh, great. Okay, cool. Do you have any, like... vocal training? Or I mean, obviously I would assume you have like saxophone training, but like, mm-hmm. How about with vocals?
So I didn't really get vocal training until probably I started high school. I had some on and off private lessons, and then my last year of high school I joined choir and had some more private lessons, but that's about the extent of it.
Cool. What made you want to switch between like being an instrumentalist and being the lead singer?
Well, I was really only the instrumentalist the first year because we had another person in our group who was doing most of the vocals, but then she left. So it was basically I was the lead singer now because I was doing like backup vocals and stuff.
Okay.
And I just decided playing saxophone in the band was not for me.
Okay. So do you want to like, because the rest of your band could not be here with us today, do you want to like go through and like say their names and like what instrument they play?
Yeah, so we had a violin player. Her name is Ithea Ingham. The keyboard player was Ruby Miller. The drums was Megan Burchard, and the bassist was Alyssa Smith.
Okay, and you say was, meaning like...
Oh, well, I mean, it's kind of hard to be together because we're all in different places.
Right, right.
But I think we'll... Like, because we're going to go back to rock and roll camp and be counselors.
Like, over the summer, mm-hmm. The upcoming summer?
Yeah, so we'll probably get back together then.
Okay.
I don't know. I say was because we're not really together right now.
Right. So if you are not, like, currently making music with that band, are you doing any music on your own? Or do you have, like, other bands here at UBC or anything like that?
I've done a little bit on my own. I went to an open mic night. And I still write songs on my own. I think it'd be really cool to have a band again because I really liked the dynamic and I really like performing with a group. So I'm hoping to keep doing music while I'm here in cool. some capacity.
Awesome. All right. So the first song we are featuring by your band Rev is called Shame. Do you want to talk about like writing the song and how you created it and everything?
So I wrote Shame. I wrote the lyrics and most of the piano melody of it, and then everyone else, I kind of brought it to the group and everyone else contributed to it, and now it is what it is now. That's how a lot of our songs are written, like someone has the idea and then we all kind of collaborate on it.
Okay. And like, do you want to give a little bit of a flavor of what it is about?
It's kind of just about owning who you are, as cheesy as that sounds.
No, that's great.
Not being ashamed.
Okay. Awesome. Okay, so this is Shame by Rev.
Sunsets unknown. to create and shape. But before you undertake, please dig your grave. 'Cause with another face, you'll have time to waste, and they see.
I like that little, at the end. Was that, like, what instrument was that?
I think that was the bass.
The bass? Yeah. I really like that. Do you ever, like, listen to a song and there's, like, one very specific point when you're like, yes, every time you hear it?
Yeah, I think I have that in, like, most songs, like, that one little thing.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, so that was Shame by the band Rev, and I have the lead singer of Rev, Kipling, here with me right now doing an interview. So this song, Shame, was from your guys' EP called Dancing on the Blacktop. So do you want to talk about that project and, like, the timeline of it and, like, what inspired it and everything?
Yeah, so we started recording it in last November, and we recorded it with one of our Rock Camp counselors. His name was Addison Schulberg. And so we started in November, and we didn't finish recording until April because it was very off and on, you know. At least he was a very busy guy, and it was hard to get everyone in one place at the same time.
Yeah.
But it was really fun recording. His studio was, you know, it's just, like, kind of became a second home. And... yeah, I would do it again.
Nice. So was that the first, like, consolidated release from Rev, or have you guys released other things before, just not on Spotify?
It was the first thing we ever recorded and released.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, between then, because you released this in May of 2019, mm-hmm. So between, like, the formation of the band and then, what were you guys doing? Were you, like, mostly doing live performances, or?
So when we were more so in middle school, early high school, we really only played during rock and roll camp because there wasn't a whole lot of motivation. But once we started getting, like, paying gigs and, like, more opportunities, we became a lot more active and, like, playing year round. I'd say that started, like, sophomore or junior year of high school. And yeah, so we played a lot of live shows around town.
Cool. Yeah. That's awesome. Okay. So you said that you wrote Shame. Are you usually the one who, like, starts the writing of the songs that the band makes?
Actually, normally our bass player, Alyssa Smith, she writes a lot of the lyrics, and then she brings the lyrics and we work on the music. A couple of times I've, like, either taken inspiration from her lyrics and wrote my own, or, like, wrote my own lyrics and brought them. Or sometimes me and the keyboard player, Ruby, and I will, like, write a song together. It really,
okay.
It kind of, like, changes a lot depending on the song.
Yeah, yeah. Do you find that, like, your writing process with the band differs a lot from when you write, like, on your own?
Definitely.
Yeah? How is it, like, what's different about it?
Well, when I'm writing with the band, there's a lot of, like, you know, back and forth, kind of.
Yeah.
Good and bad. and I mean, I also feel like I have, like, a lot of like the best ideas with them because we kind of bounce off each other a lot.
Yeah.
And yeah, and then when I'm writing by myself, it's really just, I feel like it takes longer. I feel like I can write really quick with them. But for me, like, I just kind of, like, sit with it for a while.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense because you're not, like, you don't really have anyone to, like, verbalize your ideas to be like, hey, what is this? And then, like, actually hear it yourself kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. So where do you take your inspiration for writing?
A lot of it comes in the shower when I'm just like, thinking or like from other songs, like I hear something I like in that song and I want to like do something like that, or a line that I like. I don't steal it from them, but like I like take some inspiration from it, I think. And yeah, just like sitting just alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you find that like you're normally writing about like things going on in your life, or is it like more idea based?
Mostly more idea based, because I don't really know, I haven't really gotten to the point where I can like write about like what I'm feeling. I don't know why, but yeah, mostly like what's going on around me.
That's
like
cool.
Bigger ideas than like focused.
Yeah, that makes sense. Do you like find that the music you listen to is very similar to the music you write, or is it different?
I actually feel like it's pretty different because at least with the band, we had kind of a weird array of instruments like violin, electric bass, and piano and drums.
Yeah.
It was kind of weird. So we ended up writing just like definitely music that I don't know if I'd listen to on my own. I mean, I love it, but like I don't know if I'd pick it out.
Yeah.
I listened to a lot more like alternative rock kind of stuff and like folky pop music kind of stuff. So
that's interesting. Yeah. What are some of your like artists that have inspired you to like get into music, if that's what's inspired you?
Well, I think my first inspiration was Blondie.
Okay.
Because when I was a kid, my dad would always play her, and I wanted to be just like her. And then right now, my current inspirations are like Young the Giant, I really love, and there's this like pop folky band called The Family Crest that I listen to a lot, and probably The Dip, which is like blues, jazzy. I don't know. I like mostly what I like about their songs is like their lyrics and their instrumentation.
Okay. Do you find that like when either writing or listening to music, like lyrics are like the most important thing for you?
And it depends on like what part of the song I'm looking at, I think, because like I feel like I focus a lot on the lyrics, I think. Because I mostly just start out with, like, writing chords.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, simple chords. So that really isn't, like, the thing in the front of my mind, I guess.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I feel like maybe it's because I struggle with lyrics more than I do, like, with writing chords and stuff.
So you, like, pay attention to it more?
Yeah, because I think it's, like, kind of hard for me to, like, write lyrics.
Yeah, that's cool. That makes sense. All right, so next song we're going to be featuring by Rev is called Open Your Eyes. What is the story behind this song?
So the song, the lyrics were written by the bass player, Alyssa. And so I can't really speak a whole lot to, like, what the lyrics kind of mean. But I know that she, like, listens to other songs while she's writing songs.
Oh, that's really interesting.
I know. I've never, like, met anyone who, like, does it that
way. I don't know if I could do it. Then I would, like, start copying the melody,
I know,
I think.
Yeah. So, like, she always, like, yeah. But we really like this song. What I like about this song is that she's singing on it with me. So we have, like, a little bit of, like, a harmony, like, more deeper kind of vocal thing going on in it.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
And because my show's theme is feeling sounds, I'm going to ask you, how does this song make you feel?
It makes me feel, I think, a bit hopeful because the lyrics kind of are, like, breaking out of something, if that makes sense. Like, the song's called Open Your Eyes. So, like, open your eyes and kind of see what's going on. I don't know if that makes
sense.
Yeah,
no, I love that.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so this is called Open Your Eyes by Rev.
Setting our regrets on fire.
time, we're gonna reach freedom again by breaking the chains and reaching within. Open your
That was Open Your Eyes by Rev.
I'm Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Join me Mondays at noon as we explore the universal energy that connects us all. Let's discuss our journey of self-discovery, joy, presence, and living with authenticity. We can create positive change in the world, and it starts within each one of us. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Mondays at noon on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Independent pop duo Mating Rituals will be bringing their dance rock sound to the Biltmore Cabaret on October 18th with On and Glass Forest. Get your tickets now at mrgconcerts.com or Red Cat Records.
So right now I have Kipling from the band Rev in studio with me, and we're talking about the band's music and listening to some of the tunes. So the one we just heard called Open Your Eyes, you said was written by your bandmate. What was her name again?
Alyssa.
Alyssa. So my question for you is, how do you find like performing a song that you've written versus performing one that someone else has written, like changes the experience?
I mean like when I perform a song that I wrote, it definitely feels a lot more personal and a bit more like vulnerable because it's something that I wrote.
Yeah.
It's like my thoughts kind of. And it's almost the same thing when I'm like singing something that someone else has wrote, because if it's with the band, I had some kind of part in making it. But I'm sure it's like, yeah, it's definitely different.
Yeah. So do you feel like there are like subtle or even like more than subtle differences between the songs that like you wrote versus like the ones that Alyssa wrote or someone else?
Well, kind of like a running joke between all of us is like Alyssa's lyrics are always very like wordy because she's kind of like a poet. So the verses kind of like are a bit long. So we often like have to like condense it a bit.
Okay.
And like take out stuff. It's just so I like can breathe.
Yeah.
When I'm singing it. And I feel like other songs that other people write are a bit more, you know, less dense.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like, I mean, I don't like to put like music into genres specifically, mm-hmm. but do you feel like you write in like a different genre than she does? Or is it like, I mean, obviously it all kind of comes together when you're playing mm-hmm. with the band, but what about like initially?
Well, I know that like our music tastes are pretty different. She listens to like more like rock and like metal.
Okay.
So there's like kind of, and like I said before, she like listens to like music while she writes.
Yeah.
So there's like kind of a bit of a difference because there's like a lot of like emotion in her lyrics, and I think she, yeah, so it's like a little bit different because I think we're coming from like different genres a bit.
Yeah,
because I listen to a different stuff than she does. I don't really listen to heavy metal.
That's interesting.
Yeah,
cool. Okay. So how has music played a role in your life from like a young age until now?
Well, I started playing piano in elementary school, and I played it up till I graduated, and I taught piano like during high school to younger kids. That was kind of like my high school job. And then I've been a part of this band like since 2014, and like been involved in like the Arts Center events and involving music and stuff. And you know, we played at like open mic nights, so that kind of involved us. There was like definitely a music community that was pretty big for such a small town. I also was in band in high school. I played the saxophone.
Yeah.
I was in the symphonic concert band and then in the jazz band.
Okay. So, how about like inspirationally? Like, would you say that you come from like a musical background?
My parents don't really play music. They played like instruments in high school, but then stopped afterwards. But they definitely were always playing it in the house.
Okay.
And in the car and stuff like that. So it's always like kind of been there. And like I begged my mom like forever to let me like take piano lessons. And
okay. So it was really just you, like you
yeah.
knew that was like the thing you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. And would you say that your band members come from like a similar place, or do some of them have like more, I wouldn't say pressure, but like heavy influence from like their family?
Our violin player, Aethea, her dad is a music repairist for a job. Like he repairs instruments, like broken instruments and
oh,
stuff.
Oh, that's interesting. I've never heard
yeah.
of that job.
And he's a musician himself, so he's like, he has like, he goes between a lot of bands. He's like jazz blues player. So she definitely had like a really big musical influence in her life. And I'd say most of the rest of us, maybe except for the keyboard player, I know her dad plays some musical instruments, but most of us, yeah, we don't really have like musical families.
Mm-hmm.
But most of us have taken like music in school.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's awesome. So I guess we're kind of wrapping up the interview now, but before we do you have any like big plans looking forward, like with music? Are you planning anything?
I'd really like to keep making music because I think it's kind of what keeps me sane so far in university. It's been kind of hard so far. So
oh, yeah.
like it's been, keeping me a bit sane. I think I brought my keyboard with me. So, but I'd love to join a band at some point. I think that'd be really fun because I really miss playing in the group. And I'd like to take some music classes while I'm here if I can, like, fit them into my schedule, because I'd like to maybe minor in music. But
oh, that's awesome.
I'm not sure yet.
Cool. Good stuff. Okay, well, keep an eye out for Kipling's projects in the future. So where can listeners go to find the band's music and all of that information?
So they can find it pretty much on every streaming platform there is out there. It's on YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, Google, all that
all
that stuff. Yeah, so but you have to search Dancing on the Blacktop in order to find us, because there's lots of things that come up when you just search Rev.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So make sure you guys do that. And then you guys have an Instagram page as well, right?
Yes, Rev Band Official.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, so I will link all of that in the description of today's episode so you guys can find it all there. But yeah, Kipling, thank you so much for being on Feeling Sounds today. It was lovely to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so this last song by Rev is called Smoke Machine. Do you want to briefly talk about how it was made?
So we wrote it... our second to last year at Rock and Roll Camp. I think we wrote it within like 2 days before we had to perform it at the end of
oh,
the
wow.
camp. So there was kind of some pressure on there. But the lyrics were, again, written by the bassist, Alyssa Smith. And we basically just – it actually went really quickly because we just had all these ideas kind of coming all at once for the song. And I'd say that the recording is definitely different to how we play it live, because when we play it live, we all kind of stomp during the chorus. Like,
oh,
there's like this stomping pattern we do.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it doesn't really come off in the recording. But I still love the recording. It has a different feel, though.
And that also means that if you guys ever perform it live, there's an exclusive version.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for being on Feeling Sounds. This was Kipling Bowes from the band Rev, and this last song by them is called Smoke Machine. That was Smoke Machine by Rev. So make sure you guys check out Rev's music on Spotify. You'll have to look up Dancing on the Blacktop if you want to be able to find it. It's a little bit hidden in there. But yeah, not just on Spotify. It's everywhere. I'm very biased towards Spotify. I love it. But yeah, it's all over the place. So next song I have for you guys is going to be my own song. I have to do my self promo, but yeah, I've mentioned before on a couple episodes that this summer I released an album or an EP. It's 6 tracks. And this is one of those tracks. It's called First Year Fear, and it's basically about going off to university and being in first year and just having no idea what's going on any of the time. Hope you guys enjoy. What my mother
I still don't know how to believe in people or invest in them. Come closer and want you nearer. Maybe I'm coming on too strong, I see. But aren't you about the sunshine and the people who love you most? Is the place you sleep called home? This is what my mother saved for me when I was 18.
right. Old story. what we know is right. I never really know how I feel until it's too late. Some more things to say. I got a lot to say. Why do we hide from what we feel inside? Why do what we know is right? I'll hold you as you cry. We can stay up all night. Bloodshot, tear-stained minds tend to be so show me yours, I'll show you mine. Glimpse into the divine. Show me yours, I'll show you mine. No longer need to hide. Show me yours, I'll show you mine. Might not know how, but I'll try.
That was So Wise by Serendipity. So Serendipity is from my hometown, San Diego, California, and I discovered her by going to this place that often has open mics that I go to. It's a very, like, hippie-ish restaurant, and they have this back room where you can, like, book it out, or sometimes they have open mics there. And I found out they were having, like, there was this show going on there, and I really wanted to go because I loved the venue. So I went with some friends, and it was basically like an hour of, like, very heavy, like, metal music, which I'm not personally a fan of. But then Serendipity came on, and, like, everyone sat on the floor and just, like, watched her with awe because she was amazing. So I really like her music. I think she's releasing an album, like, sometime soon. I don't think she's released an official date yet, but she's super cool. So you guys should check her out. I only have 3 minutes left of Feeling Sounds today, so I'm gonna close out with one last song for you guys. It's called Still Feel by Half Alive. It's super groovy. And yeah, Democracy Watch is on after me at 5 o'clock. And yeah, thank you for listening to Feeling Sounds. Listen to Rev's music. Listen to my music. Listen to Serendipity's music. All of those things, please. And have a great Thanksgiving weekend. I'll talk to you guys next week. This is Still Feel by Half Alive.
When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. I'm trying to recognize myself when I feel I've been replaced. When I'm furthest from myself, feeling closer to the stars, I've been invaded by the dark. I'm trying to recognize myself. I feel a place, but I can feel it kick down in my soul, and it's pulling me back to earth. Let me know that I am not a slave, can't be contained. So pick me from the dark and pull me from the grave, 'cause I.
my gravity in this sleepy womb, drifting as I dream. I'll wake up soon to realize the end of life is reaching out to rid me of my pride. I call allegiance to myself.
Hey, it's Max from Laverne, and you're listening to CITR.
Yeah.